Chapter 2. Heedfulness. 21. Heedfulness is the sight of the deathless. Heedlessness is the sight of death. The heedful do not die, while the heedless are already dead. Note. To be heedful or careful means to be attentive to whatever is arising within body, voice, and mind, and to be attentive to the senses and all that they reveal. This fresh attention, free of judgment and involvement, is uninfluenced by what arises, and so is not fused with any of the transient events that are born and quickly die. This mental clarity or attention does not die. However, egoic identification with selected aspects of events binds the sense of self to the ephemeral, and so keeps one subject to death. 22. The wise are awake to this distinction, and so are heedful. Enjoying being heedful, they are happy in the sphere of the noble ones. Note. The noble ones are those who never stray from the Dharma or truth of how experience actually is. They are noble because they're not contaminated by the temptations that are all around. 23. Always meditating and maintaining stable perseverance, they reach the unsurpassed happiness of liberation. Note. Liberation, or nirvana, is the extinction of all the tendencies and beliefs which bind one to samsara. It is the ending of suffering, since it is the ending of attachment to the delusion of the reality of inherent existence, which is the root cause of suffering. 24. One who is diligent, mindful, pure in conduct, discerning, disciplined, right living, and heedful will increase in glory. 25. By diligence, heedfulness, discipline, and self-control, the wise one makes an island which is safe in any flood. 26. The childish and ignorant indulge in heedlessness, but the wise protect heedfulness as if it were their greatest treasure. 27. Do not indulge in heedlessness. Do not depend on sensual pleasures. By heedful meditation, great happiness will be gained. 28. When the wise use heedfulness to discard heedlessness, as if looking down from a mountain peak, free of regret, they ride on their shining insight and observe the foolish ones immersed in sorrow. 29. Heedful among the heedless, alert among the dozy, the wise advance like a swift horse, leaving the weak horses behind. 30. Heedfulness is praised, while heedlessness is disparaged. Heedfulness made Indra the chief of the gods. 31. The monk who delights in heedfulness and looks with fear on heedlessness is like fire burning up all attachments, large and small. 32. The monk who delights in heedfulness and looks with fear on heedlessness will not be corrupted, but will remain close to nirvana. 33.